We want to continue our discussion of leadership, but specifically talk now about the gift of administration, which is related to leadership. We talked in a previous session on the gift of leadership. Here, we're looking at 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 28. But God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, and various kinds of tongues. Now, the meaning of the word administration here comes from the Greek word which means government. It's a very simple concept. You know, he which governs. The derivative form means comes from the sense of to steer a ship or to guide. It's someone who is able to do the tangible, necessary things to make sure that the organization continues on in the goal that has been set before it. So the concept of an helmsman makes this a very suitable figure for being a statesman in the church, someone who can organize people and move them ahead in a certain direction. Now, the church has many administrative tasks. That's the detail work. That's the machinery that keeps things going. For example, a typical church, depending upon the size of the church, you have communication that goes on, like bulletins, weekly emails, communication with those outside of the church, you know, being the one to field questions that come in from outside or answering mail. There's things like making up baptismal certificates and arranging the details of things that need to be administered, like coordinating the use of the church building and overseeing the scheduling, etc. Some elders try to take this on and they become completely weighed down, thinking that that has to be the role of elders. Anyone who leads in any kind of ministry knows that it doesn't take long before there's a plethora of details that need to be done. Some people absolutely detest working the details. Other people love it. While all these things can be done by various individuals, there needs to be some who coordinate the big picture so that the ministries are working together and they keep it all running smoothly. This is where the gift of administration becomes so important to a church. There can be so many well-meaning, godly people, but there need to be those that have the gift, whether it's at a small level for running a children's program and looking after all the details, or it's dealing with the larger administrative functions of the church. I'm so glad God gave this gift to some people, because there are so many benefits to the church by allowing those with the gift and encouraging them to serve with their gift. People serve much better when they know the big picture is operating smoothly. A good administrator can help reduce conflicts and encourage harmony between ministries. I remember a number of years ago in a church I was involved in, the youth worker was what many people would call volunteer youth worker. He and his wife had gotten to a point where they were just exhausted, they were burned out, and they stepped down. And so an announcement went out to the congregation and asking who could look after this ministry, and no one came forward after a couple of months of advertising and asking for volunteers. Nobody came forward. And I remember asking one of the individuals, one fellow that I thought was very gifted in youth work, and he says, I couldn't handle all the paperwork, all the detail and the organizing and calling for rides and setting up snacks and things like that. And I don't like that. If I could just deal with the kids and share with them and teach Bible study, that would be great. And something clicked in my mind, and I went to the elders and I said, I would like to organize a youth ministry, but I don't want to do all the work of it. I don't want it to be all on my shoulders, but I will organize it. I will bring it all together. And what I need is 12 volunteers. They looked at me and about laughed me right out of the room. Said, how are you going to get 12 when we can't even get one? I said, let me just make an announcement and I'll outline what I have in mind. And so I announced the next Sunday morning, I said, I would like to have 12 volunteers for our youth ministry. And I want people that will come and just work only in their area of giftedness. And I need somebody who can organize lining up rides for all the teenagers, because teenagers like to drive and like to go places. And so we need drivers, someone to line up adequate drivers. We need somebody else to line up food. That's all they have to do, is you just make sure there's food. Where there's teenagers, you got to have food. And so I said, we need 12 people, and we're going to have some counselors that we would break up partway through the evening. We'd have somebody present a message, and there's somebody said, I don't want to preach in front of a large group, and many people don't. But I would say, well, we need some that would meet in small groups of like 4 or 5 or 6 teenagers and just talk to them about what was presented in the preaching part of the service. And I had people that said, yeah, I can do that. And so I had this meeting and I called everybody to come, and we had 12 people show up, exact number. And out of this 12, one of them said, no, I'm not part of this. That's not what I'm interested in. But we had 11 people committed. And part of the commitment was they had to, every other Sunday, they had to stay after church. We're going to have a leaders meeting. We'd talk about it. And we had one of the smoothest running ministries. And I did very little other than to just make sure that everybody was doing their work, because there was somebody who was administering it, freeing up everybody else to use their giftedness. I still remember the fellow who organized the rides. He was just thrilled. And every week he would call and make sure there was enough parents, enough rides for whatever we were doing. He was just thoroughly excited, and he felt like he was part of the whole group. You see, that's the gift of administration. So I think of another woman who had tried different ministries in our church, and she tried youth ministry, and that didn't work so well. She wanted to organize the games for a children's program we had, because she just thought that would be great, and she organized the games, and the kids didn't like it. The leaders didn't know what was going on. She was miserable. So then she tried something else, and that didn't work, and she just tried everything. It was just so precious to see her. And you know, I was pulling for her to find what she could do and that she would feel like she was fitted into. And one day when we were announcing we were going to have a congregational meal, she came up, was the first one, says, hey, listen, do you have anybody to organize it? I'd like to organize it. All I'm thinking is she just doesn't seem to be the kind of gal that would be able to pull this off. Well, we had the best meal we've ever had. It wasn't just a potluck. She got people to do different dishes that all complemented each other. When came time for the banquet, we felt like we were walking into a high-end restaurant, a smorgasbord. It was tremendous. And afterwards, I said to her, I couldn't believe it. I was so excited that she had done this. And she says, oh, that was nothing. I could do that in my sleep. She finally found something that she was gifted to do. And it was a form of administration in the area of food services. And so we need to find people like that. I think of another person who wanted to be the organizer and the leader, and that was not her gift. And I remember during one session on spiritual gifts and how to be involved in the church, we came to the subject of leadership and or servanthood. And I said, this, you know, there's some people that are gifted as servants. They're ones that just roll up the sleeves and plug in. I used to call them troopers. And she puts her head down on her desk, and just in a very loud way, she says, I knew it. I knew it. I knew that that's what my gift was going to be. You know, she had been fighting it. But once she came to accept it, God began to use her as a servant, not as an administrator. Now, the gift of administration for elders is a tremendous thing. There's so many details involved in being elders. There sometimes is paperwork and communication and organizing, even just organizing an elders meeting. If you've been a Christian or an elder or leader for any length of time, you know that meetings and organizational meetings in the church can sometimes be excruciating, you know, because rabbit trails go off in every direction, and the leader of the meeting is afraid to hurt feelings and doesn't want to be too assertive, and sometimes we come away from meetings where everybody's frustrated because you didn't accomplish much. I remember sitting in on a meeting once. It was a combined elders and deacons meeting, and we spent an hour and a half talking about whether or not to change a lock on the back door. Now, that was a complete waste of time, but the one who was leading didn't know how to direct that conversation out of that and simply say, well, why don't we just have the deacons look after it, maybe two deacons make a decision, buy a lock, and install it. When you have somebody who's gifted at administration and you allow them to administrate, to lead with their administration abilities. So you have the elder that's gifted, and you say, would you direct our meeting? You're not going to make all the decisions, because we're a plurality. We share the responsibility, but we need you to help guide us. So when we're talking, you know that, okay, we've talked enough. We can just summarize the conclusions and move on. And that takes a gift. Not everybody can do that. I've seen elders groups, and I've known of them, where they just rotate that leadership, and it can be excruciatingly painful and ineffective. The gift of administration is tremendous, not only for the church as a whole to help things run smoothly, but also among elders so that their elders' meetings are effective, so that there's somebody who's gifted at being able to say in a non-threatening week, saying, okay, Joe, 2 weeks ago you had committed you were going to follow up on something. How's that going? And he's, because he's a gifted administrator, he keeps track of that, and he likes doing that. When we turn men loose and we encourage them to develop that, we only benefit as a group of elders. And it frees the elders up that are gifted in other areas to use their gift as God has enabled them. So we need administrators. We need spiritual leaders. One of the problems that we run into in the church so often is that we want one person to have all these gifts. And men wear out trying to be everything, all things to all people. I think of a church once that had a pastor that left and they wanted to replace him, and they started interviewing people, and they came up with a list, a job description or a character list of what they wanted, a gifting list. And their list included things like this. We want a visionary leader. We wanted a gifted administrator. We want an outstanding teacher, someone who has a counseling heart, and someone who can mediate conflict and bring peace, and someone who can just shepherd people when they're sick. And I thought to myself, I wouldn't want that job. I would burn out within a couple of weeks. And that's why today we have people burning out of full-time ministry at an alarming rate. And the church so often is expecting one man to do it all when they can't do it. No one's gifted in everything. And that's why God has brought together men and women of different leadership abilities so that they can work together, and in particular with elders. When God brings a plurality together so the giftings fit together and they merge and complement each other, you got men that are leaders, gifted leaders, and you got men that are gifted administrators. And when everyone's operating within their gifting area, the church can only benefit from that. And so I would submit to you that a plurality of elders is the best form of church leadership that fosters the effective use of spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of leadership and administration.